Parshas Boy. The first pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Boy al Paroi, come to Paroi, ki ani hechbadeti es liboy, because I have made his heart to be hardened, v'yeslev avodov, the hearts of his servants, leman, for the purpose, shisi oisoisai ele bekirboy, that I may set these signs among them." So, in other words, Hashem is telling Moshe, go, and like Rashi says, be Masra, go and warn Paro that he should let the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, and if not, he's going to bring more Makkos upon them. Now, the Pasuk says, Ki ani hechbarati es liboy. Hashem is telling Moshe, you go to Paro. Why? Because I already made his heart a heart. So the question is, if Hashem made Paro's heart hard, so why should Moshe go to talk to him? It's like he's wasting his time. If he has a hard heart, he's not going to listen to anything. Why should Moshe even go and be Masra and warn him? So really the Pasuk says, and the Pshat is, Leman shisi oisoise ele bekirboy, that the reason why Hashem made his heart so hard and he should not let the Jews go out so fast is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show so many signs to Klal Yisrael. Like it says, that we'll soon explain this more in the next Pasuk, like it says, Uleman tesaper biyoznei vincha, that you may tell over in the ears of your children, uven vincha, your grandchildren, Esa sher hisalalti b'mitzrayim. And Rashi says, hisalalti means that I have mocked them. It's all the jokes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu played upon Mitzrayim, upon Paro, v'es oisoisai asher samtivom, and all the signs that I have put with them, v'datem ki ani Hashem, and you should know that I am Hashem. Now, the question on this pasuk is that it starts off saying that we should tell over to our children and to our grandchildren, like all the great miracles, the fun that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Paro, the jokes that he played with him, he made him look like a fool. We should tell this all over to our grandchildren. And why? The pasuk says, V'yedatem, because we ourselves should know that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is why does the pasuk say, V'yedatem, that we should know? It should have said that our children should know that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, so we know, like from the parashas before, we saw the Nisim. Now the Pasuk is saying we should tell these Nisim over to our children. So why does the Pasuk end off to say, V'yedatem k'ani Hashem, that we should know that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should have our Emunah. The Chuvah should have said that our children should have Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I saw a pshat from the Divrei Yecheskel, that really is Masber a Pasuk in Mishlei, that the Pasuk says, Chanoich lenar al pi darkoi, you should teach your children according to your ways, Gam ki yaskin lo yosu mimeno, that even when you get old, it won't go away from you. So he learns the pshat is that when you give chinuch, when you teach your children, the best way to teach them is to set an example for them. They should see the way you do the mitzvahs, the way you love to do the mitzvahs, and if they see good by you, that's the way they will also become good. That's chanoich lenar al pi darkoi, on your derech. It's not enough just to teach your children they should be good, but you don't do good. If you're not doing good, they won't learn. They'll learn the bad from you. But al pi darkoi, the way you do good, that's the way you should teach your children. And it says, gam ki yaskin l'yosim imenu. Even when you get old, you yourself, it will not go away from you. In other words, the real way to give over chinuch to the children, to teach them, is if you really mean it. By you, it's really emes, that you really want to do good, and you really want them to do good. The more you want it really yourself, the more you'll give over to your children, and the more it would last. The more they'll learn from you and accept it, and will be Dov HaMitzkayim for you and for them. Now here also, by the Nisim, by these Esther HaMakos, the 10 Makos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon the Mitzrayim, really the Mefarshim asked the question, like, why did Hashem have to take so long and to give 10 of them? To save the Jews, he could have just taken them out right away in 1 second. Why did it have to take so long and have 10 makas, 10 miracles upon the Mitzrayim? And the Mefarshim all explained that the pshat is that this is the Yitzira Klal Yisrael should get their emunah, get their true belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in all the Yud Gimel Ikrim that the Torah is totally in. That from these 10 makas, we saw clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashkiach, He rules over Klal Yisrael, the Shemayim and the Oretz, nobody else could do anything, only Him. He's all the Yud Gimel Ikrim we see clearly through these Esar HaMakas. This was really a limud to Klal Yisrael to learn clear, to see, to have true belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emunah Shleima, to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything and rules and everything is done through him. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his time in bringing these Esther Hamakas upon the Mitzrayim, that we should learn out Emunah Shleima with the Kol Yud Gimel Ikrim from this. And now the Pasuk goes to say it's not enough that we learned it out, but we have to teach our children the Yud Gimel Ikrim from these Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim. And that's what the Pasuk is saying now. Laman Tesape B'yozne Vincha. We have to tell over these miracles, these Nisim that happened to our children and to the grandchildren, how much he mocked the Mitzrayim, how much of a fool he made out of Mitzrayim. Why? So the Pasuk ends off, V'yedatem Kini Hashem. That we have to know that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, really the purpose of telling our children is that our children, we should give them chinuch, we should teach them to have Emunah Shleima. But the Pasuk is saying we can't go to teach our children won't learn from us unless first we have this knowledge. V'yedatem Kini Hashem. First we have to know and have Emunah Shleima, true belief, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yochid, does everything. If we have the true belief, then we could go and tell over to our children and give chinuch to our children. They would really accept it from us and learn and live a life the same way we do. But it only starts off if there's a v'yedatem kini Hashem, that we have to know that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to have our munah first. And this is the pshat from the beginning of the pasuk, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, I want you to go to Paro to finish off now the 10 makas. Why? I, Luchura, Paro was such a fool. Like, how does he let himself get into this? To let another mark and another mark and another mark come upon him. How could he be such a fool? Supposedly he's saying, Ki ani hichbarati es liboy. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his heart hard, that he won't accept the Techocha. But why? What's the purpose of this? Only leman shisi oisoyse elabikirboy. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to put more and more miracles that us Klai Yisrael would learn out from this, to have Emunah Shleima in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see the clear truth. And when we see it, we have to then right away give it over to our children, to Sape B'yoznei Vincha Uven Vincha. Now, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's this question, if the mitzvah of Emunah San Hashem, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that one of the Tayag Mitzvahs or not? The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he brings down the first mitzvah asay. He says this is the emunah, the mitzvah to have emunah, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings down the Gemara for this, a raya from the Gemara in Makis. It says there are Taryag mitzvahs. Where's the last two to make a Taryag? And the Gemara says that Anochi Hashem Elokechem and Loyia, that was Mipi Agvura Shemanu. So he says it's a raya that Anochi Hashem Elokechem is Bechlal the Taryag mitzvahs. And the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokechem is the mitzvah be emunas elokus, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rambam brings us down for the first mitzvah of the Tayag mitzvahs, is to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban, if you know it, says that some many mitzvahs, some sefer mitzvahs do not bring down this to be one of the Tayag mitzvahs, to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban explains, the pshat is that the Tayag mitzvahs, to do mitzvahs, those are the pshat, those are commandments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. But they only come after we first have the belief that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Lahakdama, the beginning of everything, is first to have a belief that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there is a ruler. After we have this Emunah, then we could first go to do the Taryag Mitzvahs. Therefore he says, some Moinia Mitzvahs do not put in this Mitzvah, and Emunah San Hashem, in the Taryag Mitzvahs. They're like two stages. Emunah comes before everything. And after we have Emunah, after we have belief and trust in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, could we start to go be Mekayim his Tayag Mitzvahs? Other Mepharshim here explain that the question why some don't put this into the Tayag Mitzvahs is because it's a hard mitzvah to have. How could you tell somebody that the mitzvah is a tzivui to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like, how can we see it? Where is there proof that there is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mitzvahs is the pshat that we have to do things. But here, to tell somebody he has to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a hard mitzvah to tell, because how do we tell it to him? So about you have to have it. But some want to say that can't be part of the Tayag Mitzvahs. And then they ask the question on the Rambam Dome, why does he bring it down? And Mepharshim explains simply that the Pasuk says, O Noichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoseiticha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. How do we have to have our belief, our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? In other words, the fact we saw all these great Nisim, all the Yeser Makis, all the Kriyas Yamsuf, the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim from beginning till the end, by just looking and understanding all these nisim, from this alone we come to have pure emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore there's no question why this could be part of the Taryag Mitzvahs, the way the Rambam brings it down, that we can understand why there's a tzivu, there's a commandment to have emunah, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because just seeing and learning through the Parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we get our belief. That's like we were saying before. That's why there's such a big inyan kiseida, these Parshas of the Laman Tesafer Levincha. Keep on telling it over, teaching it to your children. Because from these Parshas, we get our Ikir Emunah, we get our Ikir belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Hakadoma to Kol HaTorah Kulo, and with the Rambam, this is part of Taryag Mitzvahs. And Hu Adin, the famous Ramban, at the end of this parsha, the end of Parshas Bo, will talk us about the mitzvahs of Tefillin. That at the end, the pasuk says, "V'hoyu lois al yodcho," that Tefillin should be a sign on your hands, "L'toytofos bein enecho," it should be for batim on between your eyes, on your head. "Ki b'choizik yod hoytzionu Hashem mitzrayim," because the Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. In other words, tefillin, the inyan to put on your hand and to put on your head, is a sign in remembrance for this inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says here that the Sherish HaMitzvah HaZois is Yetzias Mitzrayim al hayad, that we should have the parshiyas of Yetzias Mitzrayim on our hand, the Yal HaRosh, and on our head. Why these two inyanim? Kineged HaLev V'HaMoich, Kineged the heart, that's the yad, is near, on your left hand, is near your heart. And on top of your head, that's where your moyach, your brains are. Shehei ma'ashkunas ha-machshava. That's where a person thinks. His machshava comes out from his heart and from his brains. V'nenichtev parshis kadesh v'akivyechov t'totvois v'vnei ha-mitzvah azois. Sh'nestavino behem lasas yitzias mitroyim. That any of these dalet parshis we have in the tefillin are all in yon and talking about yitzias mitroyim. And it should be between in our moyach and it should be in our heart. Because also he says in these parashiyas, you have the inyan of the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael, and we remember all the mitzvahs that Hashem tells us, and the inyan of the oinshin and tzchoron, that if you listen, you get reward, if not, you get punishment. V'chol ha'sherish be'emunah. These are all the hashrasha, the roots, to have true belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there's a mitzvah of tefillin to put on our head and on our hands, that it should always be with us, with our heart and with our moyach, the inyan of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he goes on at length to say that we have a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah that always we say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. A lot of mitzvahs are to remember the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he explains why, because at the beginning of the world people used to be Oved Avodah Zarah. They didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. They used to be Oved Avodah Zarah, different gods. Until finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tremendous ois, a tremendous sign in the world, that everybody should know now who is the real HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is Hashem. And how do he make this sign? This is through the great Nisim that he did throughout Yetzias Mitzrayim. At the Pasuk he says, Laman Teida Ki Ani Hashem Mekerev Oretz, is to teach us that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the one that rules the world, he takes care of the world. All these inyanim of Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we receive completely through these Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he says, therefore, a lot of mitzvahs we do are always zeicher. We should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make these great nisim every generation, one after another. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it once, b'shas Yetzias Mitzrayim. And from then on, the mitzvah is always to remember what happened then. That's why there's a mitzvah, tell over to your children. Tell over the deris, generation after generation. We should always remember the great nisim that happened, b'shas Yetzias Mitzrayim. And from this, we will receive our emunah, our true belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Eloshin at the end of Ramban, Lefikach omru hevi zohir b'mitzvah kala kevachamura. A person should be careful, even in an easy mitzvah, like a hard mitzvah. She'akulam chamudos v'chavivos moit. Because every single mitzvah that we have is dear and precious. Why? She'b'chol shoh odem moit debehen. Anytime a person does any one of the Taryag mitzvahs, he is being moida, he is like praising, agreeing, he is being moida, he is admitting lelokeinu to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that there is our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have emunah in Hashem. And he says, v'kavonas kol ha-mitzvahs. What's the main purpose, the kavona, the importance of all the mitzvahs? she'naim min belokeinu, that we should have true belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have emunah in Hashem. V'noida elov, and to thank him for all the good that he does. Shu beronu, that he created us. And the Ramban says, v'hi kavonas hayitzira, this is the purpose why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world. Shein lonu tam acha b'yitzira harishayna, there is no other reason, no other purpose why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. There's no desire in from Hashem more than just this. That what sheyeda adam, a person should know, should realize that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He created us. He created the whole world. V'yoydel elokeinu, and we should thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu sheboru, that He created us. And he goes on, v'kavonas roimemois hakel betfilos. One of the inyonim, why when we daven in shul, we use our kol, our voices, we daven it loud together. The kabanosai bote kinesias. How come there's such an inyon? Klal Yisrael goes to daven in shuls in bote kinesias. He says uschus tefilas harabim. Zehu, what is the purpose of rabim, that everybody davens together? Shia levenayodam mokum, there should be a place for people. Yiskabtsu, they should be able to get together. V'yoydu l'keil, and they should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheborim, that Hashem created us. This is the whole purpose of coming together to daven together in shul. V'hem tziyim v'yafarsim u'zeh, and we should be mafarsim, we should let everybody know about this. V'yoymru l'fonov b'riyosav anachnu, and we should say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are your creations, and we are here to serve you, to do the mitzvahs, to thank you for what you have done to us. And then the Ramban goes on and says his famous Yisoid. He says, because min ha-nisim ha-gadolim ha-mafursim, sometimes when we see great nisim, great miracles, or the moide b'nisim ha-nistarim, now we come to be moide, to agree, to accept that there are even small nisim, small miracles that Hashem does to us. And he says, shehem Yisoid ha-Torah kula, this is the Yisoid, the foundation of the whole Torah. Shein la'odom chelek b'teras Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody has a chelik, a portion, in the Torah of Moshe, at Shenayim, until we believe. Behold, of Arenu, Umikrenu Shekulam Nisim, until Shekulam Nisim, that everything that happens to us, what comes around us, any incident, anything that happens to us, they're all considered Nisim. They're all considered miracles. Ein Bohem Teva, there's no such thing as Teva, as nature in the world. Umin Hogo Shalolam, Bein b'rabim, bein b'yochid, whether it's nogeid to the whole rabim, to the whole community, whether it's nogeid to a single person. Elim yasa ha-mitzvah, no, the pshat, everything is nisim, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes from HaShemayim. That is the pshat for the neis. A neis means it's not nature, it's not normal, but rather something abnormal is happening. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. And this is pshat in everything that happens on this world. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Ella, what is the pshat? How does the world work? Im yasa ha-mitzvah yaslichenu. If Klal Yisrael, if a Jew does mitzvahs, does the tayag mitzvahs, he'll have atzlocha. Everything will go good for him. He'll have success. Yatzlicha schoroi. V'im yavar alheim. But if a person does not do the tayag mitzvahs, he does the averis instead, he does the opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him, is yachrisenu. Is onshoy hakel b'gzeres elyon. He'll be cut off, he'll be punished from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everything that happens here, anything, any incident, any mikra, anything that happens to us, is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, where do we get this limud from? Where do we learn all these great yisoidus, these great foundations for the Torah? We learn all these things from the great nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did here, b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim. B'shas these Esa Hamakas, what he did to Paro, the way he made the joke, the way he made fun of Paro, the way he made fun of the Mitzrayim, the way he took us out, the way the great Nisim, and we'll soon learn about the Korban Pesach, all the mitzvahs Klal Yisrael did there in the special in Yonim. All these things come to teach us, these great Yisoidus, that there's no such thing as Teva, there's no such thing as nature. Everything comes min HaShemayim. And really also the famous Pasuk which says in the Parsha here that V'yavarti b'yeretz Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went through Mitzrayim during the Makis Bechoris, and at the Vidarshin, Ani v'loy malach, Ani v'loy hashliach,
Ani Hashem. That's the drushes we say that Bechlal, throughout Yitzias Mitzrayim, everything was done from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, not a malach, not a shliach, Ani Hashem. And there are plenty of questions on these drushes that there was the Malach HaMavis there that killed out. There was Moshe Rabbeinu that helped out Yitzias Mitzrayim. There were other people. So what does it mean to say, Ani v'loy malach, Ani v'loy ashliach, mi HaKadosh Baruch Hu without malachim, Ani Hashem without a shliach, without a messenger, Ani Hashem, only Hashem. And the pshat is we can understand where we just saw this Ramban is, that the pasuk means to say, Ani Hashem means, we're coming to learn out from these great Nisim of Mitzrayim that the only thing that takes place in this world is only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only Ani Hashem. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one that's doing everything. There's no such thing as a shliach, as nature, as normal. Everything is min HaShemayim. If we deserve it, it happens. If we don't deserve it, it doesn't happen. This was the great Nisim we learned out from the Yetzias Mitzrayim and from the Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's the famous Chazal that says that that the great Nisim, the Yad Hashem, to see the Ruchnis of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be able to say Zekeli v'Anveyu, they saw tremendous inyonim b'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, more than great Nevi'im saw. And from these great Nisim that we saw, we learn out that everything, all the Ashkocha, comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as Teva, as a regular nature, but rather everything is only min HaShemayim. That's the pshat, really, in Elohi Hashem Molokecho, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emunah, we have to have true belief and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how do we get this? Asher Ritzei Sicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that took us out of Mitzrayim. Who are then the also say over from the altar from Kelim, that he went to answer the famous question by Hanukkah, how come we make the nest of Hanukkah the nearest for 8 days? The Chura, one day's worth, they had enough Shemen, they had enough oil to burn for one day. The nest, the miracle was that it lasted another 7 days. So the famous question, we should only make Hanukkah 7 days, that was the nest. Why do we make it for 8 days? So there are many terutzim on this question, but the Altar from Kelim said like this, that when Chazal or Kaveya, we should do something, to remember a nest, to remember the great miracle that happened, the Chazal, the Chomim want to teach us, that don't think only something abnormal is a nes. Only something like here that the Shemen burned for an extra 7 days, that's considered a nes. That we see the Yad Hashem. The Chumam wanted to teach us also that even the first day, even Teva, even the first day that the Shemen burned, that is also considered a nes. So usually we don't celebrate this. But here we're going to celebrate anyway the fact that the nes happened, a special nes happened, that the Shemen burned for an extra 7 days, Chazal will kaveh already for 8 days Chanukah to teach us this limit, like the Ramban is saying now, that even things that happen every single day, that we think it's normal, we think it's teva that a nes, that a shemen should burn for 1 day. No, that's also considered a nes. That's also part of Nisim. Therefore, if the union of Pisum and Nisa is to mefarsim, to let everybody know about these Nisim, about these miracles, we're included even the first day also, because that is also considered a nes. Like this Ramban says over here. And when we're talking already about Emunah in Hashem, to having belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether we learn this inyan of Emunah is a Hakdoma, is only before we start doing the Taryag Mitzvahs, we have to have Emunah, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or whether we learn like the Rambam, this is the first mitzvah of the Taryag Mitzvahs, Anochi Hashem Lekecha, to have Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to know it doesn't just stop here. Not enough just to have emunah, just to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your heart, just to feel you're a good Jew. But avada, after this, we have to go to do the Taryag Mitzvahs. Our whole Hatzlocha, we're saying now, is when we do mitzvahs. That Ramban says, if we do mitzvahs, we'll have Hatzlocha, we'll have success. If we don't do mitzvahs, we won't have success. But we have to go and do the mitzvahs. At the end of the parasha, the Pasuk says, in the parasha Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches, but it says, "V'higadeta levincha b'yoyim huleimer." You should tell over to your children, "Dawat ba'avur ze." Because of this, also Hashem li b'tzeisi mi'mitzroyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this to me when we left Mitzroyim. Now, what is ba'avur ze? Because of this, what is this? Because of what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring about the Yetzias Mitzrayim? So Rashi brings down ba'avur ze, ba'avur she'akayim mitzvoisov. Bishvil, that because I will do the mitzvahs. I will be mekayim them. I will Ishkagoin Pesach Matzah Umor Halolu. He's kagoin like these mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Pesach, of Korban Pesach, that Klal Yisrael did then. Bishvil the mitzvah of Matzah, and Bishvil the mitzvah of Moru. It's because of these mitzvahs, that's why Klal Yisrael was zeicha to go out of Mitzrayim. And from here, from this Rashi, from this Drasha, we learn out a tremendous chiddush, that usually people make a mistake. People think that the Iker of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, was the great Nisim, the great miracles and mitzvim and signs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did these great signs and did these great miracles, that's why to remember these miracles, we do certain mitzvahs. We do the mitzvah of Pesach because of that, Korban Pesach, like the whole Parsha talks about. We eat matzah Pesach by night, we eat maror. It's only b'shvil that we should remember that there was such a thing as Yitzias Mitzrayim. But from this Rashi, from this Drasha, we see a little bit different. From here we see just the opposite, that the only purpose that there is Yitzias Mitzrayim, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that there should be Yitzias Mitzrayim, is only b'shvil sh'akayim mitzvosov. B'shvil Klal Yisrael will be able to do and act all the Taryag mitzvahs. Do the mitzvahs that Hashem has. Kagoyin Pesach Matzah Morim. In other words, like the Pasuk is saying, Bavur Zeh, because of this, because of the mitzvahs, because we'll be mekayim the mitzvahs. L'dor doris Klal Yisrael will be mekayim the mitzvah. Because there are mitzvahs that we do, that's why Bavur Zeh is also Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim, the Kosh Baruch will take us out of Mitzrayim. Because the kiyum of the mitzvahs, so we have to know, avada v'akdoma, before we do the mitzvahs, we have to have emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we can't just stop there. We have to go on to do and be mekayim all the mitzvahs that we could, and we have to learn the halachas to know how to do the mitzvahs, and not just to rely on the belief we have. And there's a famous word they say, the Chofetz Chaim used to say, that in his times when he was alive, people used to get a lot of heart attacks. It was a normal thing. People had got heart attacks very often. So he said over the reason why so many, even Jews then, were getting heart attacks, he said, was because too many Jews were just a Jew at heart. In other words, they didn't do the mitzvahs, l'maisa. They just thought at heart they were a good Jew. They thought they had a good heart. Everything they left up to the heart. But when it came to do the good actions, they didn't do anything. So Chofetz Chaim said, obviously the heart was too heavy. They had too much of a burden on the heart. The heart platzed. They got a heart attack. It's not enough just to feel at heart I'm a good Jew. I want to do good. I know I should do good. I have belief in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can't just stop by Yamuna, but we have to go further. And we have to know Bavruzeh Bishvil the Asiyas HaMitzvahs, being the kind of the mitzvahs. Know exactly the Halacha, how to do every single mitzvah we do. And do it the right way. Do it with Anveyo, do it with a Hidden Mitzvah. That's the Yisoid. To do mitzvahs, to be the kind of the Torah. The Pasuk says in Parshas Yud Beis, Pasuk Mem Beis, that by Pesach, by night, is considered Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem. This is a night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watched L'Hoitziyo Me'eretz Mitzrayim, to take Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Hu Alaylo Azeh LaHashem Shimurim, it was watched L'Chol B'nei Yisrael Adoyroisim. It's called Leil Shimurim, the watch, the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us. L'maisa, we're knowing Pesach by night is called Leil Shimurim. We watch from Azikim, we don't say the whole Kriya Shema Alamita at night time, because a special Indian Shmira Kodesh Baruch Hu watches us on Leil Shemurim. The Beis Halevi is Mazbe, that's why we could have Dalit Kaisais, even though having things by four is considered Zugais, which the Chur is bad for Mazikim, still Pesach B'night, we're not afraid of Mazikim, that's why we could stop by the number four Kaisais, because it's considered Leil Shemurim. It's a night that Kodesh Baruch Hu watches us. But Rashi of Noah says a little bit different. Rashi says, what is considered Leil Shimurim? Rashi says, Shehoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was watching, Umetzaper, and hoping and waiting, Loi. Lekayim after Chosai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hoping and waiting until it will come the time that he could be Mekayim. He could do what he promised us. Lohaitziya Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. To fulfill the promise that he promised to the Yovis, that he would take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, so, and bring us into Eretz Yisrael. This is called Leil Shimurim. This is the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting and hoping for until it will finally come. So we see this Indian by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made such a thing as a promise. He promised to the Ovis that he will make the Yitzias Mitzrayim, he will bring us into Eretz Yisrael. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting and hoping until he could finally fulfill his promise. But the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to make these things as a promise? Why does Hashem have to make such a promise after Ochem? It's enough. Hu amar v'yehi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, it is, even if he didn't promise it. But right now he's doing it. Right now he's making it Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is this inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is such a thing as a promise, there is such a thing as a avtocha, and now we want to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fulfill his promise? All right, turn over. And the Mashiach, Rabbi Yeruchim Zatal, explains here that there's a tremendous yisoid in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with Klal Yisrael. That there's a midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first promises. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu just tells us something will happen. And we have to have bitochen, we have to have emunah, we have to have trust and belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that thing will happen. And because we have emunah, because we have bitochen, because we have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it will happen, that's what causes it to happen. Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a promise. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the others, there'll be such a thing as Klal Yisrael will go out of Mitzrayim. There will be Haftocha, there will be a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do it, didn't fulfill his promise to the others. But just the fact that the others heard this, and the others had emunah, the others had bitochen, had truth, had complete trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he will do what he promised. Because of that alone is this chus, is k'day, that Klal Yisrael, it should happen to Klal Yisrael. There should be a Yitzias Mitzrayim. Like the Pasuk says by Avraham Avinu in Bereishis Tesvov Vov, Ve'hemin ba'ashem, he had emunah, he had trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yachsheveho lei tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered that trust, that emunah in Hashem, as if tzedakah, as if he did a mitzvah. That means just the fact we have trust, we have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do something, that alone is considered a tzedakah, a mitzvah. And we once said in the Shmos before, that it is a pshat also in Chazal that always says that a person is supposed to say, Mosa yegiya maisei lamaisei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. When will my actions become to the same actions that Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov did? And the question is, how could it ask from us that we should do the same thing the others did? They were greater than us. How could we even think of being at such a great madrega? And who are then that the pshat is we're always supposed to know and to realize what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to always know what godless is, what greatness is, and always supposed to want to be by a godel. And the pshat is, we always said it, that there's a pshat that b'derech shodem roitzaleilach malichin oisai. The way a person wants to go. If a person wants to do something, if a person has emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to do good, he wants to be a tzaddik, he wants to become to the madregos of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, there's something, there's a siyata d'shemaya that malichin oisai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you along, that we have to want, we have to have a rotzen, we have to have a shifa, we have to have a desire to be great, to be like the others. And if we have this desire, we have this will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us along. But there's such an inyan of just to have emunah, to have bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a will, to have a tzipah, to have a goal to reach, that we have to want to get there. We are waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. With this inyan that we are stam waiting, we are being mitzapi, we are waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that alone, there's a schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make the real gula. Like it says by Avraham Avinu, to stop the fact that he had emunah, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that alone was it tzedakah, was it schus that there should be a gula later on. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does these actions, that first he promises something, kidei that we should be able to have emunah. We should be able to be a maimon to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will do what he says. And when we have this trust in Hashem, that causes it that it will come out. That's true on this pasuk, Leil Shimurim Hu. This was a night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting. He was waiting and hoping for this night to come when he could finally fulfill what he promised. But the reason why he first promised it was today we should be able to have Emunah, to have Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, this is interesting. This is a Sepurna. That really, this is the Pshat Bechlau from the whole Korban Pesach that we brought, that Klal Yisrael brought with Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. When they brought the Korban Pesach, the Pasuk says in Shmois, Yud Beis, or Yud Aleph, that V'chocho Toichlu Oisoi. This is the way you are supposed to eat the Korban Pesach. Hey, this was the tzivu, this mitzvah was given even before they went out of Mitzrayim. The mitzvahs were given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, today that on the 10th day they should take the Korban to the house, and then they should be ready for that on Erev Pesach, when they shech the Korban Pesach. Then it says, V'kocho toichli oisoi. This is the way you should eat the Korban Pesach. Mos nechem chagurim. Should have your thighs tied around. Na lechem barag lechem. You should have your shoes on your feet. O makilchem biyedchem. And should have your stick in your hand. V'yachaltem oisoi b'chipozen. And you should eat the Korban Pesach fast. Pesach hu l'Hashem. This is a Pesach l'Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then the Pasuk says, V'yavati be'eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the Makas b'choris, and then there'll be Yitzias Mitzrayim. But it's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a tzivui to go and eat the Korban Pesach right now, even though they didn't go out yet. Right now they're not rushed yet, but they're supposed to eat it in this way, in this manner, in a manner that they have bitachon, they have complete trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that there will be a Yitzias Mitzrayim. And right now they're eating it, even though they're not going out yet, even though there's no pressure yet from the Mitzrayim. But right now, when they started to eat the Korban Pesach, you have to eat it as if with 100% trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that there will be a Gula soon, there will be a Yitzias soon. That's why right now you have to eat it as if you're all dressed, your shoes are on, you have your stick in your hand, you're ready to go, even though nothing happened yet. But you have to be ready to go, you have to have emunah, you have to have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it's in the Sipurna Arfanot, right over here says this. The Sipurna, this Pasuk, in Shemais Yud Beis, Yud Aleph, it says, Mos Nechem Chagurim. He said this means, Mizumonim Laderech. You should be ready to go. He says, Kinyi v'yishana mosnav lo hayrois. What did we do this for? Why did we eat the Korban Pesach? In a manner that we're rushed, we're about to leave. Nothing happened yet. So he explains, lo hayrois, to teach us al bitochen, to have trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, bilti mesupik, not to have any doubts, b'akel yizborach, b'yoysa mechina matzmam, we should prepare ourselves, l'derach, to be able to go, b'oidam b'bayis kola, even though we're still now in Mitzrayim, the gula didn't happen yet. But I call upon him, we're eating the Korban Pesach in such a way that we have complete trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu Emunah, that there will be a Gula. And because of these mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael did, they were taka zoich that there was a Gula Mitzrayim. So you see this Yisoid, that there's such an Indian, just to have Emunah, just to have trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And because of the trust that we have in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things. And that's pshat that we owe the Moran Ervin says, today we're supposed to do the mitzvahs. On this world we just do the mitzvahs. Receive the reward for it, that's Neulam Abor. Neulam Abor, we receive the schar. That means all our avodas, the mitzvahs that we do, is only with complete trust, with emunah and bitochen in Hashem, that the mitzvahs we do, we will eventually receive schar for it. And kiheim chayenu veruch yomenu, uvehem onu chayim akayomim. We just have to have trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that by doing the mitzvahs, that's what's going to keep us alive, and that will keep us Le'olam Vo'ed, that will keep us go through Le'olam Habo. And this also, Rabbi Yochanan brings down, this is the pshat that we say in the bracha, before Kriya Shema Avo Rabba, we say, Avinu Malkeinu, Ba'avur Avoseinu, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, like, because of our fathers, She'botchu V'cho, that they had bitoch, and they had trust in you, V'atalamdeim Chukei Chaim, you taught them the Torah, the Chukim of Chaim. In other words, how was Klal Yisrael Zoicha to have the Torah, to have the Chukim Chaim, only because of Metchila at the beginning, Shebotchu B'cho, they had complete trust in you. This Indian that we have trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have Emun in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam says that's the first mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, to have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. V'atalamdein chukei chayim. And this is really the pshat for Naseh v'Nishma. When Klal Yisrael said Naseh, first we will do, and then we will Nishma, then we will hear, the pshat was they had bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have a Torah to give you. Right away they had bitochen, they didn't ask any questions. They didn't say, first let's see what it says in it. Is it good? Could we do it? Could we? Can't we do it? No, they said right away, Naseh, first we will do it. So, b'schus zeh, b'schus that, sh'bavur avasenu shabotchu b'cho, that bitochen trust in you, that they said right away, Naseh v'nishma, we will do it right away. Because of that, they were zeichet to have the Torah. And really, Rashi says this, right before Shishi, in Parshas Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof Ches, it's after Moshe told Klai Yisrael about doing the Korban Pesach, the Pasuk says, Vayelchu Vayasu Bnei Yisrael, that the Bnei Yisrael went and they did, Kashetzivu Hashem Es Moshe, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe, V'Yaron and Aaron came also, that's the way they did. So Rashi asked a question here, V'chi Kvar also, did they already do it? Did they already do the Korban Pesach? This whole parsha now is talking about on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is when HaKadosh Baruch told Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael. They didn't do the Korban Pesach yet. It's Rosh Chodesh right now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what is the pasuk saying? Vayelchu vayasu bnei Yisrael, the mashma the Klal Yisrael did do. So Rashi says, Ela mechivon shekiblu aleihem. As soon as the Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves. They had a muna, they accepted it right now. They had trust in Hashem that they want to do it. Is malo aleihem kiluosu. The post considers it as if they really did it. It's just the fact they accepted upon themselves. They had bitochen. They had a muna that they were going to do it. They really thought as if it's going to happen. They didn't just hear something, but they heard it and thought it and believed it and it's going to happen. For this alone, the post says, Vayasu was considered as if they did it. This is Kamati, a lot of mitzvahs here of this Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We see this inyan. That inyan is to have complete emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, that's our kiyum. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does toiva back to Klal Yisrael. Yeah, at the end of the parasha, it says about tefillin, V'hoyu l'cho l'yois al yodicho, ul'zikoro in bein einecho, l'man tiye toiras Hashem b'ficho. As we should wear tefillin on our hands, and on our head, it should be a zikaron. Why? And it says, Laman, in order, tiyeh, it should be, Torah Hashem. It's the learning of Hashem, Hashem's Torah b'fich in our mouth. So the Pasuk is saying that the inyan of wearing tefillin is like the purpose, it's achonah, it's a preparation, in order that we should be able to learn Torah. So the Chofetz Chaim explains here that even though in the Torah, a lot of times the Torah explains what's the reason of the mitzvah. The Moshe, when we eat matzah, the mitzvah is l'man tizkeros yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim. We're supposed to have a kavon in mind that we're eating matzah to remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chag HaSukkos, the Torah says, is l'man yedu deroseichem ki v'sukkos ha'shavti. There are a lot of times in the Torah says the reasoning why we do the mitzvah or what intentions, what kavon we're supposed to have when we do the mitzvah. Here, the Torah says, even though the mitzvahs of tefillin is a tremendous mitzvah, and we're saying that's the yisoid of the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that who is called a poshe Yisrael begufan, these are people that do not wear tefillin. It's a terrible thing if you don't wear tefillin. It's like you're kofer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the whole yisoid of Yitzias Mitzrayim and emunah, it's all in the tefillin. These are the parshas that we wear in tefillin. And still the Torah says, what's the purpose? Why do we wear tefillin? Not just for the purpose of having the emunah, having the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather for a higher degree. For the higher degree is Laman Tiyeh Teres Hashem Beficham, in order that we should be able to go and learn Torah, which that is the highest Madrega. In other words, Tefillin is only a Hachon, a preparation, in order to be able to learn Torah. Like we have to like first be Mekadosh ourselves, we have to make ourselves a little bit holy, that we should deserve to receive the Teres Hashem, that we should deserve in order to be able to learn. And when we wear tefillin, that is a machshiras, that makes us be able to go and learn Torah. And that is the greatest madrega we have, is learning the Torah itself. And it's nageya to mitzvah shem l'moysa mashiach, that is a ton of the veil yo that says, the acha kol atloyis v'metzuka she yisro yispulu b'sayat gelusam, after all the tzaris, all the hardships that the whole Klal Yisrael will go through, after our long golis, lo yisko li goyel, we won't have this chus, we won't be able to have the real redemption, the real Mashiach. Elo b'schus, only because of sheloimdim Torah b'chabura. Only because Klal Yisrael will go and learn Torah together with the chabura, a few people together. That's what Zel, and he brings down the Chofetz Chaim. This is the lashon over there of the Torah of Eliyahu that he says, "Shein Yisrael negolim loy mitoychat tzar, v'loy mitoychat shibud, v'loy mitoychat tiltol, v'loy mitoychat tiruf, v'loy mitoychat doichik, v'loy mitoych shein lemezoynis." Ela mitoych, the Mashiach won't come because of hardships, all different problems, moving around without food to eat. Ela only mitoychat sora b'nei odem, only between 10 people. Shehein yoishvim zeitzol ze, that they're sitting one next to another. V'yokolechod mehem kore v'shoinim chaveru v'kolom nishma, that they'll be sitting and learning Torah together, and Hashem will hear the curl of this. This will be the schus to bring the gula shleima. In other words, the yisoid, the highest madrega we have is limud haTorah. And that's what the pasuk is teaching us here. Even though tefillin is also a tremendous mitzvah, but the whole tachlis, the whole purpose of tefillin, is kedei to be machshir, to make us roy, to prepare ourselves in order l'man tia Torah Hashem lefichem, that we should be able to be zeicha to learn Torah.
Yeah. Now I'd like to just go through the last psukim from Shvi until the end, which all these psukim, you have to know the hemshich. What does one pasuk have to do with the next pasuk? In the Perek Yud Gimel, it starts off right after Shvi. Vayedaber Hashem Amo Yishalemer, Kadesh li kol b'chor, peter kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael b'yodim u'vabheima lihu. That there's a mitzvah to be mekadesh the b'chor, the firstborn, peter kol rechem, the first offspring of every womb, that is an inyan of to be mekadesh the b'chorim, kiddush b'chor, to make pidyon haben. Vayem Amo Yishalom, then Moshe told Klal Yisrael, Zochor es hayom hazeh, remember today, asher yitzosem mi Mitzrayim, that we went out of Mitzrayim, mi beis avodim, ki b'chozik yorasi Hashem eschem izeh, v'lo yiyoche chometz, that after you remember we went out of Mitzrayim, there's also a lav not to eat chometz. And hayom matim yitzim b'chodesh aviv, today we went out in chodesh aviv and nisan. Then the pasuk goes on, v'lo yiviyach Hashem el eretz ha'kanani, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, and Shivas Yom goes to the union of Pesach, of Matzah, then the Garat Levincha, B'yom Huleymor, Telovu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then the Pesuk and Pesach test goes into the Mitzvah's Tefillin. It says, V'hoye l'chol yois al yodcho, we should be wearing Tefillin for a sign on our hands, Ule Zikoron ben einecho, and we should have Zikoron remembrance on our head between our eyes, L'man tia Teres Hashem b'fichom, that we should be able to have the Teres Hashem, Ki again, ki b'yod chazoko, Tziach Hashem Mitzrayim. So again, so far, this parsha started off with the mitzvah of Kiddush Bechor, Kaddish Likol Bechor. Then it went off to, you should remember the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then it goes off to the Inyan Lo Yiyoche Chometz. There's a law of not eat chometz. Now we're coming to the mitzvahs of Tefillin, that we're supposed to wear Tefillin, that Tefillin should be on our hands for Zikoron and Bein Enecho. And then it ends off again, V'havarto Kol Peter Rechem Lashem, Bechor Peter Shege Behemer Ashiyilochas Chom Lashem. That Huadin, there's an inyan Bechor of a Behemer also. Bechor Peter Chamor, even by a Chamor also, there's an inyan of Peter Chamor. Vim Loisifte, Baraftoi, Bechor Bechor Odin, Bevonecho Tifte. And it ends off also, even by a Bechor Odin, by a person, by your son, your firstborn son, there's an inyan to be Poida to make a Pidyon Aben. And then again, right after Maftir, if your children will ask you, Ma Zois, what happened here? You should again tell them all the great nisim that happened by the Yitzias Mitzrayim. That Hashem did not let, that Paro didn't want to let us go out, and Vayarag Hashem Kol B'chor B'eretz Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed out all the firstborns of the Mitzrayim, and Al Kain, therefore, Anizaveach Lashem, Kol Peter Rechem Haschorim V'chor B'chor Bonai Efte. As the Pasuk says, where did the Bechorim, the firstborns, get the Kedusha? Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to kill out all the firstborns of Mitzrayim, therefore, by the firstborn of our animals, we're supposed to bring it for a korban, Anizaveach Lashem, we bring it for a korban. And Bechol Bechor Bonai, all the firstborns of our children, after we should make a pidyon, we should redeem them. And then last pasuk ends off, again about tefillin, V'ho yul yoysa yodchul ulutaitofes ben enechom, ki b'chayzik yorot ziyonu Hashem imitzvoyim,
Again, the Pasuk ends off with the mitzvah tefillin. So this whole parsha has a lot of different inyonim mixed in, one with the other. We have to know how come one inyon comes with the other inyon. It starts off with this mitzvah of Kiddush Bechor, the firstborn of an Adam, of a firstborn of Yahweh's son, the firstborn of the behemoth. And then it goes right away into remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then it goes into Na'atid Chometz, and then it goes into Tefillin, and then it goes back again to Kiddush Bechor, and then it goes back again to Tefillin. Like, what do all these different inyonim have to do one with the other? What is mitzvah tefillin? What is mitzvah kiddush bechor? What is mitzvah of zechirus yitzias atrayim? What do they all have to do one with the other? Now, the pasuk explains, where did the bechorim get their kedusha? Why are they special? The pasuk says that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to kill out all the firstborns of the Mitzrayim, therefore the firstborns of Klal Yisrael have a kedusha. Now, what is the pshat? The Mefarshim bring down, it says in the Kolboi, who had in the Zohar HaKadosh is brought down, that the Bechorim, the firstborns of the Mitzrayim, they were all Kimrim or Mishamshim Lavoy de Zorah. They were all like popes, they were all like people working for the Avoy de Zorah, taking care of the Avoy de Zorah, like Galochim. So, by killing out the Makas Bechoris, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed all the Avoy de Zorahs, all their Galochim, and that was the Inyan of killing out the Sitra Achra, that really when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, they were also a little bit kosher to Avoy de Zorah. They also had a little bit to do with their Avoy de Zorah of the Mitzrayim. And now by Makas Becheris, that's what Kodesh Baruch was wiping out and killing out all the people that work with their Avoy de Zorahs. And now to make Yisrael Kodesh, we take our Bechor, our firstborn, and we're like Makdash it to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We like understand that everything, all our first is the Pshat, that's the most choshev. That's the most special we have, is the first, that we are giving over to Hashem. Like it says, Kol Reishis LaHashem. And really, the Medrash Rabbah starts off in the beginning of the Torah of Bereishis, that the Medrash says, She'olam Nivra B'schus HaBikurim. That Bereishis means the Bikurim, the beginning. The world was created B'schus HaBikurim, means the beginning, the first thing, that's the most chashuv thing. So the Inyan of to make Kedusha, Kiddush HaBechor, and Pidyon HaBechor, is that we have to realize now that our most chashuv thing, we're giving over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we accept upon ourselves the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the killing out of the firstborns of the Mitzrayim. That's the way we're killing out, wiping out Avodah Zarah, wiping out to worship other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we mekadosh Klal Yisrael? That Klal Yisrael should only be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's by realizing now that the most chashuv thing we have, our Bechorim, our firstborns, we are like giving over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by animals, there's mamash mitzvahs korban of bechor. You make a korban, you give it to Hashem. And by bechor Adam, it really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're making, we realize this. And as a pidyon, we're poivet, we give money to the kohen and get back our child. And that's why right after the first pasuk talks about kadosh likol bechor, right away the next pasuk says, v'yoyim emoy shalom, zochor es hayoyim hazeh, asher yitzosim imitrayim. It's a special mitzvah to remember, and this is the mitzvah sesei shatera l'sape benisim v'nefloyis shenas l'abaseinu. This is the special mitzvah of Zohar esayim hazeh on Leil Pesach, Pesach b'night, to be mesaper, tell over the whole story about the going out of Mitzrayim. That's a special mitzvah. Now what does this mitzvah have to do with before Kaddish Likol B'chor? The way we're saying, very good, that the mitzvah of telling over these nisim, we say, like Gemara Pesachim says, it's not only we say it over, but we have to really feel it. The chiyuv is chayev kolodim lirois kiluhu ba'atzmo yotzim Mitzrayim. By telling over these nisim, we have to really feel that as if we really went out of Mitzrayim. We ourselves had our gula. We ourselves became freed from the Yetzer. That was the union of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We got freed from the Avoy Dezorah, and now we are becoming to be Oved Hashem. And that's why it's very good. The pasuk right away says, V'lo yeyachu chometz. There's a lav not teach chometz. And if you do a chometz, that's the yisoid of the Yetzer. That's why we don't eat chometz, because chometz is the inyan of Avodah Zorah, a teisvis, having too much, having taiva, having gaiva. And inyan of lo yiyoch chometz means, now we're not going to have, we're going to break the Yetzer. We're going to burn the Yetzer. We're not going to have taiva and gaiva right now. So this is all a kiyam, the way we are being accepting upon ourselves now, to be Oyvid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, by feeling as if we're going out of Mitzrayim, feeling the Cherus, and to realize, lo yiyoch chometz, we're not going to eat chometz, we're not going to have sheiches to the Yetzer anymore. This all brings us to the Kiddush Bechor, which is the Indian of wiping out the Avodah Zarah and be makabel upon herself to be Eved Hashem. And that's why it's very good. The next Pasuk says, Pasuk Hey, V'hoye ki yeviyach Hashem el eretz haknani v'hachiti v'hemori v'achivi v'yevusi ashenishbala v'sechom. Lo seis loch eretz zovas cholofu devosh. That right away the Pasuk talks about that there's an Indian of Eretz Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Klal Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. Asher Nishba, he made his shvu, he promised to give us Eretz Yisrael. What does Eretz Yisrael have to do with what we're talking about? It's very good, because living in Eretz Yisrael, that's also an Indian of being mekabel upon herself, Ol Malchus HaShemayim, to be Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like there's always a klal. The Gemara says that Kol HaYoshev Eretz Yisrael is mekabel of Ol Malchus HaShemayim. Is by living in a holy land like Eretz Yisrael, that itself makes us be makabel upon ourselves, the Olam HaShemayim. This also helps us. Eretz Yisrael also helps us be Eved Hashem, be makabel Olam HaShemayim. Since that's the makim of the Ashrus HaShchina in Eretz Yisrael, when you feel closer to Hashem, you Eved Hashem better. So this is all the Hemshech, one pasuk, one after another, is all building up to the same thing, that we are throwing away the Avodah Zarah, and we are accepting upon ourselves the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim to be Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And right away the Pasuk talks about Tefillin, because the Inyan of Tefillin is these two Inyanim. Like we said before, Tefillin, we wear Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Yad, that's connected the Lev, and the Rosh is connected the Moyach. That by wearing Tefillin, we are Meshabit, our Lev and our Moyach, to do Avodas Hashem. We accept upon ourselves right now to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With the neshama, like we always say before tefillin, that haneshama shiba mayach, that our neshama is makabel upon herself to be Eved Hashem, that's in the mayach, that's the tefillin shorosh, and the tefillin shoyad, that's keneged halev, keneged the taivus we have, all the ritzonus, all that we want, that we are being mishabed, we are putting upon ourselves this all the yoke to be Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's this mitzvah of tefillin. So it's very good why right, that's the hemshach of these psukim. That tefillin comes in the middle of Kiddush Bechor, of being Mekadosh to Bechor. Because again, the Yisoy to be Mekadosh to Bechorim was that Hashem killed out the Bechorim of Mitzrayim, the firstborns, because they were the Galochim, they were the ones that took care of the Avodah Zarah. And when we got rid of the Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh to Bechor means we are marking now that our firstborn we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we Mekabel upon ourselves to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Indian of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. We learn out the Emunis in Hashem from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we talk about Eretz Yisrael. That's also a Siyur. That's also a Mokum where we see Emunis Hashem and have Kabbalah's Olma HaShemayim. And then we go to the Mitzvah Tefillin, which that's a mitzvah that we wear upon our guf, next to our heart and next to our moyach, next to our brains, to be Mishabit, to put it into our heart and into our brains, this Indian of Kabbalah's Olma HaShemayim. And that's why Taka, the Dalad Parshias, the four Parshias we have in our Tefillin, are these four in Yonim. It's Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, V'yahavta, and the second Parsha, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, the Inyan of Kaddish Likol Bechor, which is also an Inyan of realizing that we wiped out the Avodah Zarah, the Yetzarah, and we'll Mekabel upon ourselves now to give our firstborn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Mekabel upon ourselves the Ol Malchus Shemayim. These are all the Inyanim we have in our Tefillin. And this is the pshat in this last psukim, we have these last pashas in pashas boy. And then the chanami, these are the kavanas we have to have when we put on tefillin. When we wear tefillin, we have to realize that tefillin is an ois, and this is a sign, and from this sign we have to remember the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that we are meshabed, we are makabel, we accept upon ourselves the complete Ol Malchus Shemayim, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, to do all the mitzvahs, and to be Eved Hashem. Yeah, we'll just end off with the one more Rashi at the end of Parsha, Yud Gimel. Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk says, V'hoyo ki yevi'acha Hashem el Eretz HaKanani, Hashem will bring us into Eretz Yisrael, k'asha nishpa l'cho, like He swore to us, l'abusecha, to our fathers, u'nison aloch, and He'll give it to us. He'll give it to you, u'nison aloch. So Rashi explains to Anam Chilta, what does it mean, u'nison aloch? Rashi says, that Eretz Yisrael tehei b'yanecha should be in our eyes, kilu nosna l'cho boi b'yoyim, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us today. V'yaltiyeh b'yanecha kirushas ovis, and it should not be like an inheritance, something we inherited from our fathers. As Eretz Yisrael should be every single day, as if we're receiving it today. So So what is the Pshan Rashi? It's a tremendous Chiddush here. The Gemara dashes this by Limud HaTorah, that when we learn Torah every single day, Yeh Benecha Kechadoshes, it should be like there's a new Kabbalah HaTorah every single day. The Pshat you learn, it means you have to work hard to learn Torah. You can't just say, I learned one day, that's enough. I was Mekabel Torah yesterday. But rather, every single day, you have to be Mekabel the Torah. It means work hard to understand the Torah. But what does that Pshat have to do here with Eretz Yisrael? Rashi is saying that Klal Yisrael received Eretz Yisrael, this great Matan, is also the same way. On the son of Loch means we have to realize, feel, as if every single day we're in Eretz Yisrael, it's like a new Matana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us today every day special. And it's not the Pshat that we received it once, like the Koyach Yerusha, we inherited from our fathers. Why not? Why can't this Matana be like we received it once and now it's ours? So Mashma from Rashi that in order to stay in Eretz Yisrael, the Pshat is we have to be Zoichem, we have to be Royal, we have to be at the high Madrega to stay in Eretz Yisrael. We have to be worthy of staying in Eretz Yisrael. It's not the Pshat we got it once and now it's ours. No, Kiseida, day after day we have to do the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael in order to stay there. And then Echanami, when Klai Yisrael does Averis, that's why we have to go into Golos, we get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is not something we received once and it's ours. But rather, every single day that we're there, we have to do mitzvahs, we have to deserve to be there. It's a tremendous chus we have to have Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, you have to feel, realize every single day as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to us today because we deserve it today, and not because we once received it. And like we explained, Eretz Yisrael helps us be makabel upon ourselves, the Olam HaShemayim. Therefore, if we are makabel Olam HaShemayim in Eretz Yisrael, we keep it. And if not, Chas V'Shalom, not. No, Mitzvah B'Shalach HaShibizoycha, she's able to keep Eretz Yisrael. All right, we'll stop here.